USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden's national security team says more attacks could happen just one day after the bombing attack at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, that killed 13 U.S. service members and dozens of others.
They are taking maximum force protection measures at the Kabul airport and in surrounding areas with our forces as a result.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, she says this is the most dangerous point in the mission, where the military is getting people and equipment back to the United States. The administration said U.S. forces had evacuated about 100,000 people from Afghanistan since August 14th. The Pentagon announced that three more U.S. military bases will temporarily house the Afghan refugees. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the attacks may continue, but it will not stop the U.S. from completing the evacuations. This is USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.